Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast, Season 2, Episode 23. Today's topic is being heart-centered in your business. Now, that might sound a little bit strange for those that are not kind of familiar with this type of terminology, but what is being heart-centered in your business, and is it possible? Now, I want to take you guys a little bit back to season one. I did an interview with Rachel Yeakley, and she's a very successful entrepreneur. And the whole topic was about running your business with being more heart-centered, and if it's even possible. And at the time, she had talked about her experience with businesses that she'd run in the past, being very successful monetarily, but at what expense? And she was talking about being in her masculine energy, running that business, and how that ended up taking a toll on her physically and personally, and how now she's kind of moved to having more of a balanced life. And she believes in having heart-centered businesses. And so I want to share my own personal experience now kind of really getting into Sexy Boss Babe, you know, within the last year and moving away personally from the masculine energy and into the feminine energy, which is where for the feminine, that's where your heart center, that's where you're going to find your heart-centered energy. And so talking about the masculine energy versus the feminine energy, what's the difference between it? Now, men and women, we all have both. We all have masculine and feminine energy. Masculine energy is typically more aggressive, more forceful, more of a offense than not. And feminine energy is more receiving, it's more nurturing, it's more, you know, patient, more loving. And that trait, those feminine traits typically don't bode well in business, traditionally, right? Women in business settings often will take a more masculine route in order to accomplish goals and get things done. And I've done this plenty of times. Whether in jobs as, you know, sales, doing presentations, being in front of groups of people, running board meetings, you really have to show a sense of strength. And a lot of times that sense of strength comes from tapping into your masculine energy, pushing your emotions down to hold a straight face, not letting people see your emotions to be professional. All of those kinds of things, those are all tapping into our masculine energies, achieving, pushing, hitting targets, hitting goals, not being, you know, not giving up. All of those things, those are forms of masculine energy. And this conversation is not to say that one is bad and one is good. They have their different traits and they have their different benefits, I guess. And if I'm going to be honest with you guys, starting the startup and pushing forward, really, there was a lot of masculine energy. I was very rooted in it because it's been a feat. It truly has. It's like people don't understand. Like you have like mental battles like every single day, you know, talking yourself through, pumping yourself up. There's nobody holding your hand. There's no one, you know, in your corner saying like, hey, you know, you're going to do great. You really, as an entrepreneur, you have to count on yourself a whole lot. Your good days and your bad days. You're celebrating your good days a lot of times on your own. Your bad days and your days that you're struggling, a lot of times you're on your own. And people around just don't understand. And how do you get yourself through that? And a lot of times it's through that masculine energy. It's through, you know, a buildup of that and to push forward. And the transition of where we're at now with Sexy Boss Babe and my business, there is a lot of focus on brand. And the brand focus, who are we as a brand? This is a women empowerment brand, and it's a social impact company. And we have a mission to help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking through the beauty industry, through the beauty brand, right? So part of the business is driving sales and driving revenue. There's a different approach that has just kind of naturally has happened because of the context of my business. And when I was working in the corporate world and I had to sell a product or a service, yes, I believed in the company at the time, and I believed in the quality of the services. So yes, I was selling my products and services in an authentic manner. But at the end of the day, I knew my product wasn't saving lives. You know, it was a legal service. And I knew I had to get a certain number of orders in, or, you know, whatever it was to get my, to hit my targets. So the energy that I was putting out was different, and I'm in a very professional setting. So there's that professionalism that kind of comes along. And with being professional, you can't fully be authentic. You just can't. Where I'm at now, I can't do it that anymore. I can't be that person. I have to be my authentic self. And the more I'm aligned with my authentic self, the more I'm able to talk about my brand and my product with passion. And all of that is rooted in the feminine energy. The way that the brand is designed, it's a women empowerment brand, right? That's pure femininity. And what's essentially happening is I'm becoming heart-centered, and I'm operating the business from a heart-centered place. So when I talk about it, I'm not selling a product. I'm not pushing the agenda of the business forward. The entire thing is a mission, and we're moving the mission forward. And it's an authentic and true mission that I'm passionate about. So when I talk about it, when I present about it, it comes across. And what's interesting is when all of a sudden I'm finding myself doing these meditations, which I wasn't doing before, but all of a sudden I'm spending sometimes 1 to 2 hours a day doing meditation type exercises and focusing on a vision. And part of that focusing of the vision is expressing gratitude. And when you express gratitude, that's being heart-centered. When I do these gratitude meditations or these gratitude prayers, if you want to call them, I start before I get to the productivity part of my day. I start with expressing gratitude for, and before I say this part, yes, we need to make sales. Yes, we need to push objectives forward. So it's not taking away from that. But the energy behind that has changed. And so now I'm going to explain. So when I sit and do these gratitude meditations, the first thing I think of is not, okay, what, you know, how much do we need to sell? How much, you know, what's our target? Before those thoughts come to mind, I think to myself, I'm in gratitude because I'm able to pursue my passion and my dream today. And that's how I started. And that's being heart-centered. I express gratitude for all the people that I will encounter today. I say a prayer for all the people that I have not met yet or I have not interacted with yet. I pray for positive energy. I pray for a positive exchange. I pray that people see my intentions, and if they genuinely connect, or if they resonate with my message, for there to be a genuine connection and a genuine and authentic connection. And starting off with that type of an intention, there's a huge shift in energy and I can't really explain it. It's so different. It kind of plugs you in to like this place of peace and calmness. So all of a sudden you're not operating from this like masculine place of like go, go, go. You're operating from this very rooted, calm, like in the flow place. And I know this is going to sound weird, but it almost like just like a, like if you've ever stood at the beach and no one's around and maybe it's kind of dusk and there's waves, but the waves are very calm and it just kind of hits the shoreline and then it goes back into the ocean and then it comes back and it's this like flow of back and forth. That's kind of the feeling. It's this like knowing, like you have just like this knowing and this calmness about where you're at. And starting the day with that, being in that place and that energy, it just shifts everything. And it affects your interactions with everybody around you because you're just rooted and you're grounded and you're calm. And for what I'm doing, having a business that's mission centered, it's perfect because I'm never selling anything. I'm just talking about my purpose in a rooted, grounded way that's full of passion. And I really can't explain how different that is versus, you know, I got to make, you know, 50 phone calls today. I got to, you know, knock on, you know, 100 doors and I got to hit these targets. It's totally, totally different, the energy. And there are many days that the results are even greater than they would have been or that they are when you're operating from a more masculine place. And as women, I think being in the business world, we forget where our true source of power is. Because the business world and the corporate world, it's so male dominated. It's so heavy on that masculine, that aggressiveness, that push your emotions down. There's almost no space for feminine energy. Or so we think, right? I think that we need to just honor ourselves more as women in our feminine energy because it has a right to exist, whether it's in a corporate business environment or an entrepreneurial environment, whether you're running your business as a social enterprise or not, whatever it is, there's a space and the feminine energy has a right to exist. So I think we should feel empowered to connect to that place. And that's what it is. Like when I was talking about being like in the flow in the ocean and everything, there's a connected place that you're able to find when you do that meditation. If you decide you want to try to kind of feel that or to connect with it. And it's something, like I said, that you can connect with it and take it to your place of work in your career. And it's very strong. It's a very strong and powerful energy, and it's very beautiful. And it puts other people at ease when you operate from that place. And it's not a motherly or nurturing or anything, you know, to that extreme. It's like this operating from a place of humanity. And I had a conversation with, you know, with a friend, and I was telling her about this, being more heart-centered in my business. And I told her, I said, you know, I said, sometimes I think in business and in sales and everything, we get so caught up with our objective, which is I got to sell this, I got to do this, I got to make these numbers, I got to hit these targets, that we oftentimes forget about the needs of the other person, right? And I'll be the first to admit this. Sometimes when you are selling, it's you're thinking about, how am I going to close this sale? What do I need to say to close this sale? And yes, it is thinking about the needs of the other person in terms of their business. But you're coming from that place of, I got to close the sale. And all of a sudden, that's not there. It's about being mindful of where the other person is coming from. And not even just from a business perspective, from a human perspective. It's like the business almost, it's like this extra thing. It's not an extra thing, but it's like that. It's a layer. And I'm not connecting from there anymore. I'm connecting from heart to heart, person to person. And it's not disingenuous. It's not, you know, what do I need to say to make this happen? It's a true connection, and it's honoring the exchange of that connection. And if the power in that exchange is strong enough, the business happens on its own. You don't even have to do anything. That's what I mean by tapping into that feminine energy and that feminine power and being heart-centered. When you're heart-centered, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. You don't need to get your masculine in, you know, logical brain to figure things out. You trust the process more. And I think this whole conversation might sound a little bit strange. And part of me is like, I can't believe I'm talking about this. But I hope some of you that are listening kind of understand what I mean. I really hope it makes sense. But it's something that can be a practice too, and it should be. And if you want it to develop where that's where you end up operating from on a regular basis, it's something that you need to practice. And that's why I started the meditation, because it's getting me into the mindset and remembering to operate from that side in that space as opposed to the masculine. Somebody close to me did a post, I think this week, about the masculine and the feminine energy and how being in sales for as long as she has, she's just been really operating in the masculine, that she's completely forgotten that feminine side. And it's almost like, I almost want to say it's like a shame that this is like what has kind of happened to us as women. And I think it's also like temporary. It's like, maybe we needed to do it to kind of get our foot in the door and get there. But like now all of a sudden, a lot of us are starting to have a seat at the table. And when you do, you can be who you want, you know, within reason. You know, obviously, you know, I'm never about, you know, exerting yourself to the point that you're taking advantage of people or exploiting people or hurting anybody. So I'm just going to assume that's, you know, that's an assumption. But outside of that, I think the feminine energy is very, very powerful. And the more we start tapping into it, that's the place where we're going to start changing the world. And I love that I see so much around me right now and all the different, you know, groups that I'm a part of and, you know, articles that I read. There are more and more people that are operating their businesses as social impact companies. And that's a step towards being a heart-centered business. That's definitely a huge step. And, you know, some people are doing it like, you know, they just kind of, oh, we donate to this. And it's like a thing that they do because it's like the kind of the cool thing to do. Or like the trendy, you know, the thing that's trending right now. In all honesty, it's like whatever. You know, if you're doing it, as long as you're helping people in some way, do it. But it's just so much more fulfilling if you're truly authentic about it. It changes your business. It changes you as a person. I mean, we're here on this earth to do what? Right? Like, what, just to consume, just to make money? Why are we here? I think about that question a lot. I've thought about it my whole life. I've always been somebody that is purposeful about what I do, and I want to feel fulfilled. I want to do things that mean something. I don't just like to do things just to do them. Everything I do has a meaning. And sometimes the meaning is just to experience something. But having those, making that shift to having a heart-centric business, you know, like operating as a social impact company, doing something in your business that's helping your community, whether it's financially, whether it's through a program, whether whatever it is. When you're truly in it and you're truly advocating and doing the work for whatever that thing is, it's another layer of that energy that you're spreading into your business, you're spreading into your community, and it just comes back tenfold. And I see it when I do events, when like we just did a screening at the Women's Museum of California. And we did a screening, one of the film subjects, which by the way, I don't know if I've ever explained this or shared this, but I filmed a documentary called Breaking the Cycle about what youth experience in the foster care system through transitioning out and what they experience, and then finishing it off with some solutions. Because a lot of times we watch documentaries and it's like, oh my gosh, this horrible thing is going on. It's so sad. And that's it. And I didn't want to make a documentary like that. I wanted it to be a call to action. The whole purpose was, if I'm going to spend time and money making a film, I want it to be impactful. And so people walk away thinking like, what can I do? Oh, I can do this. This, if I do this, there will be change. And when people feel like they can do something, they become part of the solution and they become empowered. So That's the film. We've screened it a few times throughout the year. We had this really big screening in Beverly Hills back in March. We sold out. We had almost like 200 people there. And then afterwards, we had a panel of experts talk about sex trafficking and the link to foster care and how 60% of sex trafficking victims our kids from foster care because they're so vulnerable. And we have a really bad sex trafficking issue in Southern California. We're like number three by region compared to anywhere else in the United States. And it's, again, we also have the most kids in foster care compared to anywhere else in the United States. And recently, there's an article in USA Today talking about Jeffrey Epstein, how his sex trafficking ring, he specifically said that they targeted foster kids because they were so vulnerable. And so that link was made. And that event was so impactful. And Sexy Boss Babe sponsored that event. That event was so impactful for me, for everybody that attended. And stuff like that, it like changes you. you hear, like, you see people's mind shift. It's pretty crazy. And so we've been screening the film, you know, we've done some at colleges, you know, different locations. We're doing a really big one, in the spring of 2020 in Columbus, Ohio, with the Ohio State Bar Association. All these, judges and, you know, attorneys are going to be there. So we're talking and planning that event right now. So, point being is when your business is a social impact and you are doing the work, that social impact work, it's like this whole other level of being heart-centered. And part of what we do too with Sexy Boss Babe, like, you know, if you look on our website, a portion of our proceeds are donated to charities that support foster youth and sex trafficking survivors. And we have this new sponsorship program where, we do these self-esteem and life skills trainings and for foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. And we, you can sponsor like 20 kids, or youth, 40, 60, you know, whatever, number, based on the sponsorships that we have available. And a youth will receive a workshop. They get a box of nails. And sometimes people wonder, well, why do, you know, kids in foster care or foster youth or, you know, survivors need nails? Sex traffickers use nail services to lure young people, vulnerable young people, to become exploited. So there's actually a line item in the Department of Children and Family Services talking about how they have a budgeted line item for nail care services in an effort to protect these youth. So that's why it's important to gift them a box of nails. And then plus, you know, we have self-esteem messages on the boxes, on every box. And they get so excited when they receive it. It's just like the guys and the girls, to be honest with you. The guys a lot of times will give it to their girlfriends or whatever. But and then for the little kids, we're donating a comfort bear so that when they go to court for their court hearings, they have a little something to hold on to. And these things are impactful, and it's like I see it, I experience it. I'm in there having those experiences, and you have to be heart-centered when you do it. Like, I did a workshop a couple weeks ago, and it was a challenge. I had a couple challenging kids in there, and we worked through it, but the plan for the day kind of went out the window of what I was going to, you know, talk to them about. I mean, I talked to them about the subject I had planned on it, but the way I was going to go about it totally changed. And I had to get really raw and vulnerable. I knew I had to do that in order for them to see me and to connect and respect and know where each other are coming from. And it made all the difference in the world. And it was because I was operating from a place of being heart-centered. I didn't just walk in like, oh, hey, you know, I'm doing this workshop and you guys are going to listen. It wasn't like that at all. And it was probably one of the most memorable experiences I've ever had in my life. It's just when you operate from that place, it's not easy. It's a little bit scary because people are going to see you. And we don't like people to see us, especially in business. We want to hold our cards close to us. So it can be a little uncomfortable. But if you allow yourself that space and be okay with being uncomfortable for a little bit, you're going to experience something so incredible. It's going to be a game changer. Because you're opening yourself up and you're operating from this place that, I mean, why do people like influencers? It's because they get on, you know, the internet and they are open. And people like watching that. People like seeing that because they see themselves in that. So if we operate a little bit more like that in our business and in our careers, I think that's a place where, you know, we all talk about the change, and it's about being the change and giving our feminine energy that allowance to exist and through that, finding that heart-centered place, I think it can make all the difference in the world. And I'm speaking from experience. It's remarkable. So I hope you guys look into it, try it out. And if you have any questions about it or want to, you know, chat about it, you can always DM me on my personal Instagram. It's at the Arzo Yousuf, ARZOYU, S like Sam, UF like Frank. And if you want to stay in touch with us, you can do so, www.sexybossbabe.com. And we have a new winner for the weekly podcast contest, and it is Casey Trout. She's going to receive a box of Quick Nails by Sexy Boss Babe and a surprise beauty product item. Anyone that wants to enter the contest, it's really easy. Subscribe to this podcast, write a review, screenshot it, post it to your social media, tag us at the Sexy Boss Babe, and that will enter you into the contest. We will announce a winner every week. So stay tuned, to find out if you are the winner. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of your day, guys. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company, and for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBBMovement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.